It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. This is the Lord's Day. Glad to have you listening on BPN Radio. We've had a great prayer gathering in Austin. Appreciate those of you that came and were with us as we prayed. And we had intercession time, impartation, prophetic words. It's been a great weekend. And speaking of weekends, I would like to remind you the next Sunday and Monday, and that will be April the 19th and 20th, Gene and I will be at Celebration of Life Church in Baytown, Texas, with Todd and Cindy Morning. And we invite you to come and be with us there as we pray, seek the face of God, and we have a prayer and prophetic gathering. Good to have you listening on BPN on this Sunday, the Lord's Day. And some of you on your way to church today, and some of you have been to church. We are thankful for the opportunity to have freedom of worship. And I must proclaim with an exclamation point that these freedoms are in jeopardy that we have, religious freedoms in America, particularly us as Christians. And so I'm very thankful for these privileges. I want to welcome churches all over America and other nations of the world that pray with us. And we're going to be sharing some of those cities and churches. But right now we just pray for this broadcast, the Hour of Power. We We pray the will of God and the purpose of God be done here on this Sunday on BPN Radio. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray this morning, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so here we are praying. I'm so thankful for those of you that pray with us daily here on BPN Radio. Why don't you tell other people about around you, your friends. Give them the word that we're praying around the clock 24 hours a day here on BPN Radio. And that they can simply get us on their computer, listen to us, pray with us on their computer, or their smartphone. And they can just Google us in at bpnradio.com, or they can set up an app through TuneIn. And once they set up the app, then they just click on BPN Radio and listen to a 20-second commercial that pays for the privilege of using that app. And then then they can pray with us. Or there's a little transmitter that they can purchase for about $8 or $9 that they can put in their car radio and tune us in on their car radio. So there's a way to pray. So I'm here today, and you're here today, and I'm here to tell you that God has a wonderful plan for your life, that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can say what God says you can say. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can sow where God says you can sow. And you can reap where God says you can reap. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I declare that you can minister where God says you can minister, and you can do business where God says you can do business. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I want us to pray for every church today. I want us to pray for every pastor. I'm so thankful for the church. I'm thankful that God has given me an opportunity to be a part of the church. I was a pastor for over 20 years, and for the past 30 years in June, Gene and I have traveled across America, nations of the world, to lead prayer, to give prophetic words, calling people to pray and seek the face of God, teaching people how to pray privately and corporately. And because I've been a prayer leader since 1967, I started praying in 1966. Okay, so we're going to pray for churches. Father, we pray for every church across America and around the world who are a part of BPN Network, Breakout Prayer Network. And we just, we speak a blessing upon them today. Would you help me? Would you join me in praying for these today? We just speak a blessing upon those that are a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And I ask God that you anoint every pastor, every leader that is delivering the word, preaching the word, declaring the word, teaching the word, that you would anoint them. And we set ourselves in agreement that the word of the Lord will come strongly into the lives of congregations across America and around the world, that you would pour out your spirit upon these churches. There would be a strong call for the lost, for people to come to know you, to get saved. And we just ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would minister to those and bless those, particularly those who are part of Breakout Prayer Network, the House of Victory in Western Cape, South Africa, the Assemblies of God Church there in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the Bethel International Church in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, the House of Glory there in Cape Town, South Africa, the Comunidad Hosanna Familia Church there in Nicaragua is praying with us. Crossfire Church Ministries in Kampala, Uganda, East Africa. The Pentecostal Assemblies of Indonesia there in Jakarta praying with us. We pray for the International Baptist Church in Cologne, Germany. The International Pentecostal Holiness Church there in Berlin, Germany, that's praying with us. Iglesia Nuevo Mancier, and I know some of you Spanish people are laughing at my Spanish, there in Costepec, Veracruz, Mexico. I want to pray for the church that's praying with us in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. And there is the Assemblies of God Church praying there with us in Brazil, Brasilia, Brazil. The Bridge Church in UK, Scotland. And churches across America. The Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin Church. The Santa Iglesia Catholic Church is praying with us from Mount Horick, Wisconsin. Want to welcome the Bethesda Christian Fellowship in Madison, Wisconsin, as well as Weatherford Presbyterian Church in Weatherford, Texas. St. Louis Catholic Church in Waco, Texas is praying with us. The Daryl McManus Ministries Church is praying with us in Montgomery, Texas. Also, the Wild Peach Community Church in Brazoria, Texas, praying with us. North Point Church in Gaffney, South Carolina, as well as Oilton Christ Fellowship in Oilton, Oklahoma, that is praying with us here on BPN Radio. Churches all across America. We want to welcome and bless and pray for the Well Fellowship Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas, as well as Clearview Church in Chino, California. We pray for Harvest Christian Fellowship in Lakeside, California, that is praying with us, as well as Gateway Grace Fellowship in Fort Myers, Florida. Father, thank you for these churches that are praying with us all across the land. We speak a blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Blairsville Christian Church, Blairsville, Georgia, and we pray for visions of worship, Greenville, Illinois. We pray for Charity Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, as well as Southport United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. We pray for Christian Assembly, Madisonville, Kentucky, and we pray for River Community Church in Compton, Illinois. Louisiana, and churches all across America. Thank you for joining us. And we are so thankful for the opportunity to be with you here today on BPN Radio. We are so thankful for what God is doing in America. We know there's a lot of challenges in our nation, but we are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we are praying today for a fresh anointing. Here's Ron Bailey. There you have Ron Bailey. Ron Bailey, you can get his music on iTunes. So thankful to have you listening here on BPN Radio on this Sunday as we pray and seek the face of God, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We need a fresh anointing. Oh God, send your power to the church. We pray in Jesus' name. There is a remedy for our nation, our land. And that is that we must pray together. I'm calling for 1,000 prayer centers in America. We'll pray for revival in their city and in this nation. And we can either have cities in other nations of the world. You say, well, I would like to have a prayer center, either public or private prayer center. And if you want to start a prayer center, or you have a prayer center going in your church, then all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go to BPN 1000 Prayer Centers. They're in the box, and you can click on that application, send it in, and if you are approved, then we will list you as a prayer center. We're believing for 1,000 prayer centers. And we believe that 1,000 points of light, 1,000 points of prayer can definitely make a major difference. And so we are praying and believing And we're asking for your help, in that. And so if you'd like to be a prayer leader, have a prayer center, then you can just contact us, if you will, there at bpnradio.com. And many of your churches are already praying, and we don't want to change anything you're doing except just to include you in our list of 1,000 churches that are praying together, and send you a list of prayer requests every week if you're having a weekly prayer meeting there. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio as we cry out for more of the Holy Spirit, more of you. More of you on this Sunday. We need more of you, O God. And we cry out for more of you. And Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." They shall be filled. And so we believe that we are the answer, and there is a remedy. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And so today we believe as we pray that God will hear and answer prayer. And we're going to pray privately. And as we pray privately, we pray the will of God be done in our lives. The will of God be done in members of our family. That whatever God has for us, His will be done. And He will speak to us. He will show us. There's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. There are many, many things that I could be doing. But what does He want me to do? What does He want you to do? And you cannot know that just in your reasoning power, or just by trying to figure it out. But you can know it through the place of prayer. That's why prayer is so important. So we don't just pray to pray. Somebody said, well, you just pray and then you just pray some more. And then what are you going to do after you pray? Well, after you pray, then you begin to do what you are hearing the Holy Spirit saying to you and showing you. And so in the place of prayer, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, I want you to lead prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. And so, you know, in the realm of the natural, you can't lead prayer 24 hours a day. But in the realm of the supernatural, you can do all things. And so I just went into the prayer closet. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you may not hear anything today or tomorrow or the next day. But if you are persistent in prayer, and if you keep praying, you're going to hear the voice of the Lord. And Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And so you can get attuned to hearing His voice. Just take your Bible and your pen in there. Don't take anything else. And if you hear something, you write it down. If it is something that's going to dramatically change your life, the life of your family, or the life of the church, it's other people involved in your decisions, then of course you need to get that confirmed. You need a confirmation of that, particularly from your pastor, your leaders, those around you. But once you get confirmation, then you move forward in God's timing. So it all begins with prayer. It starts with prayer. It's not the ending. And we know that the Holy Spirit may tell us to go tell somebody about Jesus. One pastor said he went, the Holy Spirit said, go to this restaurant. Somebody's going to need the Lord there. And so it's called the Spirit-led life, but it all starts with prayer. And then, of course, as the church begins to pray together, they hear the voice talking to them about a certain soul-winning program, or maybe building a building, or starting this ministry or that ministry. And so We pray to know God, then we pray to know what He wants us to do. And so today we are praying for more of God. Can we pray this prayer? Lord, I want more of You. I want more of You. I want to know You more. I want your Holy Spirit to saturate me. I want my I want my prayer life to be cultivated in a whole new way. Develop that hunger and thirst. Lord, renew that desire to serve you and to do more for you. In Jesus' name, I want more of you, Lord. So just give me more. Ron Bailey's going to come back and sing More of You. And why don't we just take this time here on this Sunday on BPN Radio just to say, Lord, fill me up, fill me up. Hallelujah. It'd be a great time to get full of the Holy Ghost. Just lift your hands and say, Lord, I want more of you. Letters, Ron Bailey. More of you, Lord. More of you. So hungry, thirsty for more of you.
To your power moves, heal everything I do.
Well, there you have Ron Bailey, thirsty for more of you. Lord, we are thirsty for you. Yes, we are. Well, it's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Bottom of the hour as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm so thankful to have you praying with me, because I know that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And we not only are broadcasting here on BPN Radio, but I send out a daily prayer every morning. And you can get that daily 60-second prayer by going to letsprayamerica.com. We've been doing that now for about 2.5 years. And so if you want to get my daily prayer, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us to pray about, go to letsprayamerica.com and you can sign up and be a part of our 1,000 points of light. You can sign up your church. And remember that Gene and I will be ministering next Sunday and Monday at Celebration of Life. And that is in Baytown, Texas, near Houston. They're on Interstate 10 with Todd and Cindy Morey and Callie Hargraves. It's going to be a great time. It's a great church, and one of our spiritual sons and daughters, and it's going to be a fantastic time. Join us there. Also, remember that I'm going to be ministering in May, the first Sunday in May, at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. That's May the 3rd, as we celebrate 20 years of the Power Tower. 20 years ago, I helped start the 24-hour prayer ministry at Calvary Cathedral. Still going today. It's called the Power Tower, and you can send your request anytime, day or night. And they are praying many hours a day. For about 18 years, they prayed around the clock. It was an amazing thing. And while you're saving dates, remember that Dr. Larry Martin and I will be in Comanche, Oklahoma, June the 25th, 26th, and 27th, Thursday night through Saturday morning. We're going to be there, and we're calling people that desire to get launched or relaunched, started or restarted in the ministry. It's going to be an awesome time. Little town of Comanche, Oklahoma, at the very church where we went as boys. And Gene and I, we started in the ministry from Comanche, Oklahoma, pulling our 35-foot Scuzzle trailer on our way to a revival in Ringling, Oklahoma. And so we got launched there. We're going to take a little roots tour, and I'm sure Larry Martin's going to show you where he lived. We're going to pray in that, and I'll show you where I lived as a boy. And Gene and I pulled out of that property, off of that property, on March the 12th, 1967. We're still going today. So we're just going to go back and review the landmark where we went to church, the very building, and we're going to pray. On Thursday night, Friday night, we'll have revival services, and we'll have praise and worship, and one of us will be ministering both of those nights. Then on Friday morning and Saturday morning, we're going to have special sessions for people that have great passion to get started in whatever God has called them to do, or get restarted, get launched, or relaunched. So we want to invite you to come to Comanche, Oklahoma. It's the call to Comanche. And now we have information on our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can get that information. While we're giving information, I want to remind you that Leland and I will be hosting a music and prayer gathering in Austin, Texas, and that will be July the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And I'll be hosting, Leland and I will be hosting that. He'll be leading the worship. We'll have young preachers will be preaching, and it's just going to be an awesome time. Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. Well, we're going to pray for you right now. I'm just going to pray that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And so if you can receive these prayers on this Sunday, that would be fantastic. So, Father, today I pray for everyone that's listening to this broadcast today, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. Lord, I pray for those who have a call to preach or a call to be a missionary to a certain country or nation of the world or continent. I pray for you. I pray for those of you that desire to start a business. I pray for those of you that have this call of God in your life, and somehow it just doesn't fit into what you're doing, and it seems like maybe you're not qualified. It seems like there's no one to help you. But I declare that help is on the way, and I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray the will of God be done in your life, in your family, in your church, on your job, in your business. I pray that God will set up divine appointments and divine connections for you. I pray that you will dream again. I pray today that you will not declare that on a certain day, when a certain thing happens, then I will be happy. I won't be happy until then. But I pray that you will be happy now. Happiness is a choice. And that your heart will be filled with great anticipation of what God is going to do in your life. And you may say, well, with everything that's happening in America, people are being laid off, and it seems like I can't get a promotion on my job. It seems like I'm unfulfilled, and the economy is in jeopardy with our nation being so in debt. And there can be all kinds of adversities that you are contemplating in your life. But I declare today that God has a good plan for your life, and I pray for you right now. I pray that your faith will fail not. I pray that faith would rise in your heart, anticipation of the good things that God is going to do in your life. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless your companion. I bless your children. Your finances. I bless your health. I bless your emotions. In Jesus' name. And I pray for every church today. I know there's a lot of churches that are struggling. And I ministered at a Spanish church in Topeka, Kansas, that is led by Polo and Sylvia De La Cruz. And I got a message from them that they are going to lose the opportunity to minister in the building in which they are worshiping. And they asked if I would pray that God would give them another facility. And so I'm going to pray for Polo and Sylvia De La Cruz there in Topeka, Kansas, the Spanish church. I just pray, Father God, that you would give them a facility to move into, and we set ourselves in agreement for that. In Jesus' name, in Topeka, Kansas, where great outpouring of the Holy Ghost was experienced, that Pastor Polo and Sylvia will be blessed and ministered, and their congregation, a wonderful group of people. I pray today for churches all across America. We pray today for our friends up in Vermont. I pray for Brad and Carol Keller, and they have had a major challenge because Carol has been diagnosed with cancer. They're having a difficult time doing surgery on her, and we know that it's not a good report in the realm of the natural, but we declare in the realm of the supernatural that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So we pray for Carol Keller in Jesus' name. that you would heal her. And we pray for the church there in Bethel, Vermont. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we pray for every church. I know that there's a lot of churches that are going through major financial difficulties. And we pray in Jesus' name with so many people that are leaving the church and saying, I can worship at home and I can worship online and I don't think that church is that necessary. We just need to be with my family, have some family time. I know that there's a lot of people. I'm not saying that in a negative way. There is a lot of people, according to statistics, that are no longer attending church on a regular basis. And I just pray for every church that's experiencing financial difficulties. I pray that every Christian will put God first in their tithes and offering in Jesus' name. And I just pray in the name of the Lord that great financial blessings would come upon every church all across America that is preaching the gospel. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We bless every congregation and we bless every church. We pray for revival. And I pray, Lord, that churches that are not praying corporately will begin to pray together. Pastors and church leaders would begin to call their people to pray at least on a weekly basis, maybe on a daily basis, because we must pray. And we know the power of corporate prayer, because when we pray together, we are a force in the earth. Deuteronomy 32 and 30, one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will put 10,000 to flight. And we know that according to statistics, that three will put 100,000, four, 1,000,000, and 10, 1,000,000,000,000, and 16, 1,000,000,000,000,000, and 35, 12,000,000,000,000, 99, Google, 199, buy Google, 299, try Google. 999 people praying together put a Googleplex to flight. Principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so, we need a spiritual awakening in America. Churches praying together. What happens when there's a spiritual awakening? People turn to God in mass. Millions of people across America turning to Jesus, responding to the call to preach, responding to the call to go into other nations of the world, responding to the call to start a new business, responding to the call to ask forgiveness, responding to the call to get their marriage back together, responding to the call to have their family pray together. We know in the second spiritual awakening, there was such power and glory in this nation that it was said that in Rochester, New York, they had to lay off all of the police people, all of the law enforcement officers, because there was no crime. There was nothing to do for the law enforcement officers, nothing for them to do, because there was no crime in Rochester, because of revival, because of the spiritual awakening. And I declare another spiritual awakening in America in Jesus' name. And so, God, we wait here for you. We are waiting here for you to experience your glory and to experience your power. We need you, O God. And so we cry out today that you would do it. Where is it going to start? I believe it's going to start in the streets of our nation. People are going to come out of obscurity and they're going to begin to boldly declare the gospel in different places in the streets. I don't know where all it's going to happen, but Spanish-speaking people are going to be greatly involved in it. And God is going to use the most unusual people. And there will be signs and wonders and miracles. And we will not be able to ignore. The nation will not be able to ignore what is happening with signs and wonders and miracles. People turning to God. People being baptized in the Holy Ghost in most unusual places. And I'm prophesying that that will spill over into the streets of our nation. Over into the streets of our land. So God, we wait for you. We wait for you today with great anticipation of what you're going to do. Here's Martin Smith waiting here for you. Come on, let's pray right now. Let's believe God that the best is yet to come in this nation.
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. Still.
it's you we adore, singing Alleluia.
Well, we're waiting here for you, Lord. We're waiting on you because we know that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I just pray for those of you that have been waiting for the promise. You've been waiting. You've been waiting for the answer to your prayers. I just pray for you today that you will not be weary in well-doing, that you will be encouraged today to know that God is hearing and answering, although sometimes he does not hear and respond the way that we think he should or in the proper timing. But I declare that God is at work. Daniel chapter 10, the promise, it says the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. And sometimes we get real weary saying, God, you promised. And I have the assurance, but it hasn't happened. So what do? We just keep waiting with great anticipation of the moment and the day that that the answer comes. And so I encourage you today, those of you that are waiting, there are churches out there. You are praying and waiting. You're waiting for that revival, that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I just challenge you just to continue to wait. Wait upon the Lord. And he will, in the meantime, he will renew your strength. So it's seed time and harvest. Seed is the prayer that goes up with the prophecy. And the harvest is the fulfillment. But in between is the time, seed time, harvest, Genesis chapter 8. In the meantime, I want us to pray right now before we go today for churches all across the world and ministries, parachurch ministries, missionaries that are out there spreading the gospel. And let's ask God to bless them in different nations of the world. And Gina and I, of course, we've traveled to different nations of the world, and we understand, we definitely understand what it is to be away from home in another nation. When the lights go out in some of these nations, it can be very, very dark. Gina and I will never forget when we went to the Congo, Africa, for the first time to minister there with Ralph and Shirley Hagemeyer and Jamie and Leah Peters. And when the sun went down, and there was no street lights around, it was dark in the city. The dark is dark. And people that are away from home and don't have the conveniences, we pray for our missionaries in Jesus' name. And I want you to pray for one of our spiritual daughters, Queenie Stephen. Her husband, A. Stephen, went to be with the Lord about 3 years ago. And she's continuing that work in India. I've been there to minister, and they have a lot of ministry going on. It's amazing. We want to spend time praying for Cornerstone World Challenge there in Bangalore, India. And she writes this letter to us about what God is doing. And they have pastors. I think they've built about 200 churches and a hospital. They have a drilling rig where they drill water in different villages, and people come to get the water, and then they hear the gospel. And they are working with many different people groups, including Buddhist monks and all different types of people groups, prayer cells that are going on in different places. They've dedicated a new church this past month. Cornerstone is involved in church planning, distributing literature, slum ministry, children's ministry, leprosy ministry, vocational school ministry, college ministry. And they they go into villages and they have a fair. They do skits, dramas, songs, music. At night, the Life of Christ film is aired, and well, they just win people to Jesus, passing out literature, distributing literature. Let's pray for this ministry group today. One of our spiritual daughters, she was in our home not long ago, and that's Queenie Stephen, Cornerstone World Challenge, Bangalore, India. And so we pray for them right now, that you would bless this ministry in India, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, and that you would bless ministries across America and around the world today. Those that are far away from home, we ask, oh God, we set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in their lives, in Jesus' name. And we declare that God's house is a house of prayer for all nations. And so it's so important that we pray for nations of the world. We have about 59 nations now that are connected to VPN radio. And we just bless all of these nations right now. In Jesus' name, we bless you in the name of the Lord. And we are so thankful and grateful to have you listening to VPN radio. And we just bless you all around the world today in Jesus' name. And just want to name a few of the nations that are praying with us. We bless you. We're thankful for the United Kingdom, for Brazil, Germany, Canada, France, Italy, China, South Africa, Malaysia, Australia, Belgium, India, Portugal, Hong Kong, Philippines, Mexico, Spain, Netherlands, Russia, Indonesia, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Turkey, Pakistan, Guatemala, Bahamas, Venezuela, Argentina, Poland, Uganda, Vietnam, Korea, South Korea, Honduras, Jamaica, Colombia, Chile, Dominica, Cape Verde, Burkina Faso, Norway, Switzerland, Croatia, Serbia, Greece, Romania, Moldova, Burundi, Lebanon, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Nepal, Thailand, Singapore, and more. Thank you for praying with us. And may we continue to pray not only for this nation, but nations of the world. Thank you for being a part of VPN today. And you have a wonderful Sunday, wonderful Lord's Day. And we'll be back tomorrow, this same time, or any time, on VPN.
You've been listening to VPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. VPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.